सर्वेभ्यः राम राम राम। सर्वेभ्यः श्लोककक्षार्थं स्वागतम्। सर्वे अत्र समागताः इति सर्वेभ्यः धन्यवादाः। प्रथमं दीर्घश्वासः, अनन्तरं त्रिवारं ओंकारः। सर्वे साक्षात् उपविशन्तु। सिक्स्थ एट् डीप इन्हेल्, दीर्घश्वासः दीर्घतया निश्वासः, डीप एक्सेल स्लोली, एक्सेल फुल्ली आउटसाइड, योर स्टमक शुड कॉन्ट्रैक्ट व्हेन यू आर एक्सेलिंग आउटसाइड। इनहेल एक्सेल, इनहेल एक्सेल। इदानीं दीर्घश्वासं स्वीकृत्य दीर्घ ओंकारं वदामः सर्वे मिलित्वा। मनोज महोदय श्लोकान् प्रारम्भं कुर्वन्तु कृपया।
ओंकारं बिन्दुसंयुक्तं नित्यं ध्यायन्ति योगिनः, कामदं मोक्षदं चैव ओंकाराय नमो नमः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः, गुरुस्साक्षात् परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। गुरुरेव गतिः गुरुमेव भजे, गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे। न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरो, मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो। कार्तस्वर निभदेहः कीर्तन मात्रेण धूत सकलाघ, आर्तस्वर जन शरणं मूर्तदया रूप गुरुवरेण्यो व्यात। सदात्मध्यान निरतं विषयेभ्यः परं मुखं, नौमि शास्त्रेषु निष्णातं चन्द्रशेखर भारतीं। विवेकिनं महाप्रज्ञं धैर्योदार्यक्षमानिधिं, सदाभिनवपूर्वन्तं विद्यातीर्थगुरुं भजे। भारति अज्ञानां जाह्नवीतीर्थं विद्यातीर्थं विवेकिनं, विवेकिनां सर्वेषां सुखदं तीर्थं भारतीतीर्थमाश्रये। विद्याविनयसम्पन्नं वीतरागं विवेकिनं वन्दे वेदान्ततत्त्वज्ञं विधुशेखर भारतीम्। शुक्लाम्बरधरं विष्णुं शशिवर्णं चतुर्भुजं, प्रसन्नवदनं ध्याये सर्वविघ्नोपशान्तये। अगजानन पद्मार्कं गजानन महर्निशम्, अनेकदन्तं भक्तानां एकदन्तमुपास्महे। वक्रतुण्ड महाकाय కోటి సూర్య సమప్రభాం అవిఘ్నం కురు మే దేవ సర్వ కార్యేషు సర్వదా వాగీషాద్యాః సుమనసః సర్వార్థానాం ఉపక్రమే యన్నత్వా కృతకృత్యా స్యుః తం నమామి గజాననం సరస్వతి నమస్తుభ్యం వరదే కామరూపిణి విద్యారంభం కరిష్యామి సిద్ధిర్భవతు మే సదా శారదాశ నమస్తే శారదే దేవి కాశ్మీరపురవాసిని త్వామహం ప్రార్థయే నిత్యం విద్యాం బుద్ధిం చ దేహి మే శారదా శారదాంభోజ యా దేవీ సర్వభూతేషు బుద్ధిరూపేణ సంస్థిత నమస్తస్యై 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 నమో నమః కృష్ణాయ వాసుదేవాయ దేవకీ నందనాయ చ నందగోపకుమారాయ గోవిందాయ నమో నమః నమః పంకజనాభాయ నమః పంకజమాలినే నమః పంకజ నేత్రాయ నమస్తే పంకజాంఘ్రయే హరలీలావతారాయ శంకరాయ మహౌజసే కైవల్య కలనాకల్పతరవే గురవే నమః రామాయ రామభద్రాయ రామచంద్రాయ వేధసే రఘునాథాయ నాథాయ సీతాయాః పతయే నమః హయగ్రీవ హయగ్రీవ హయగ్రీవేతి యో వదేత్ తస్య నిస్సరతే వాణీ జన్ను కన్యా ప్రవాఘవత్ అసాధ్య సాధక స్వామిన్ అసాధ్యం తవ కిం వద రామదూత దయా సింధో మత్కార్యం సాధయ ప్రభో వినా వెంకటేశం ననాథో ననాథ సదా వెంకటేశం స్మరామి స్మరామి హరే వెంకటేశ ప్రసీద ప్రసీద ప్రియం వెంకటేశ ప్రయచ్ఛ ప్రయచ్ఛ.
ధన్యవాదాః మనోజ్ మహోదయః. ఇదానీం ప్రార్థనాశ్లోకాః సమాప్తాః. అగ్రే గుర్వష్టకం వదామః. గతసప్తాహే ప్రథమశ్లోకస్య అర్థః అస్మాభిః దృష్టః, ఏవం గచ్ఛామః. పూర్ణతయా పాఠితమస్తి, వి హావ్ టాట్ ద ప్రార్థనాశ్లోకాస్ అండ్ గుర్వష్టకం ఫుల్లీ. సో వి విల్ టెల్ ద గుర్వష్టకం ఆల్సో స్లోలీ, వి విల్ టెల్ టుగెదర్. ఓన్లీ ద ఫస్ట్ లైన్ నీడ్స్ టు విల్ చేంజ్, ద సెకండ్ లైన్ ఇస్ క్వైట్ సేమ్. So we will all try to tell it together itself. Aham vadami va
aham katche shariram surupam tathava kalatram yashascharu chitram dhanam meru tulyam manasche nalagnam guru rangri padme తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం కళత్రం ధనం పుత్ర పౌత్రాది సర్వం గృహం బాంధవాః సర్వమేతద్ది జాతం మనశ్చేన్న లగ్నం గురోరంగ్రి పద్మే తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం షడంగాది వేదో ముఖే శాస్త్ర విద్య కవిత్వాది గద్యం సుపద్యం కరోతి మనశ్చేన్న లగ్నం గురోరంగ్రి పద్మే తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం తతః కిం विदेशेषु मान्यस्वदेशेषु धन्यः सदाचारवृत्तेषु मत्तो न चान्यः मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं क्षमामण्डले भूप भूपालवृन्दैः सदा सेवितं यस्य पादारविन्दम् मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं यशो मे गतं दिक्षु दानप्रताप जगद्वस्तु सर्वं करे यत्प्रसादात् मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम् न भोगे न योगे न वा वाचिराजौ न कान्तामुखेनैव वित्तेषु चित्तं मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम् अरण्येन वा स्वस्य गेयेन कार्ये न देहे मनो वर्तते मे त्वनर्घे मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं गुरोरष्टकं यः पठेत् पुण्येहि यतिर्भूपतिर्ब्रह्मचारी च गेहि लभेत्वाञ्चितार्थं पदं ब्रह्मसंज्ञं गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम् गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम् गुरोरुक्तवाक्ये मनो यस्य लग्नम्
तत्र अन्तिमश्लोकः योजनीयं भवन्तः एवमेव भक्त्या समापितवन्तः. The last shloka, we will add the last shloka also to the presentation. Very sorry. Like we said last class, this Gurvashtakam is a very, very beautiful shloka, which is written by Sri Adi Shankaracharya. So in Gurvashtakam, last week when we met before last week, it was Guru Purnima and we were discussing about the Mahima of Guru. At that time, we were looking at this. So the first shloka we saw, Surupam Shariram, a very, very beautiful body. Tathava Kalatram, a beautiful spouse. Yashaha Charu Chitram, we are very, very famous, let us say. Dhanam Meru Tulyam, and we have wealth as much as one mountain itself. All our wealth, if we put together, it comes up to a mountain. So much of wealth we have. Though we have all of this, manaha guroho angri padme na lagnam chet. If our heart, our mind, our chittam, it is not established or it is not kept at the lotus feet, Angri Padma, lotus feet of our Guru. That is, if we do not have the humility and bhakti towards our teacher is the one person who teaches us everything. There are very few people in the world who will have unconditional love on us. So one such person is our Guru. And that Guru, we should always have lot of respect. This is what Shankaracharya is telling. So if our heart and mind is not fully placed, that bhakti is not there in the lotus feet of our Guru, tataha kim, what is the use? Tataha kim, tataha kim, tataha kim. Four times he keeps asking, what is the use of having all the above? That is a beautiful body, beautiful pose, all this. What is the use of all that? That is what he's trying to say. And therefore, he's saying, have all these, but place your heart and mind always on the lotus feet of the Guru. Have lot of respect and gratitude towards your Guru. That is what he is conveying. Similarly, in the second again, Kalatram, Dhanam, Putra, Pautra, Adi, Sarvam. So, Kalatram, wife, Dhanam, wealth, Putra, son, Pautra, again grandson, Adi, and others, Sarvam. Again, if you have to see this Kalatram, Putra, Pautra, and all are Upalakshanam. That is, it is only a symbolic word. Kalatram will refer to both husband or wife. Putra refers to putri or putra. Pautra will refer to pautra, pautri, grandson, granddaughter, both from the son side and daughter side. Dauhitra, dauhitri. So these are only referential words which are used to denote the entire, all the relatives which we have. Griham, bandhavaha, sarvam etat hi jatam. All these, a beautiful house, lot of relatives. Even if we have all these, but still if we do not have the gratitude and respect towards our teacher, then what is the use of having all this? That is what Acharya is telling in the second shloka. Similarly, in the third shloka, he says, Shadangadi Vedaha. So, Vedas is one of the most knowledgeable scriptures, the oldest literature ever available to mankind. It is full of knowledge relating to all information in the world. Those are the Vedas. Vedas have been divided into four parts for ease of learning. Otherwise, they were too vast and one person could not learn it. So, a sage called Maharishi Vedavyasa, he divided the Vedas into four parts called Rig Veda, Yajur Veda, Sama Veda, and Atharvana Veda. And to understand these Vedas, there are six limbs, Shat Anga, that is what it is called, six limbs, which are Shiksha, Vyakaranam, Chandaha, Niruktam, Jyotisham, Kalpaha. These six limbs are there. So, Shiksha is the art of pronunciation. How to pronounce these letters? Shiksha, Vyakaranam is the grammar. Chandaha is the meter or the prosody. Niruktam is the dictionary. Jyotisham is the astrological aspects and astronomical aspects also. Kalpaha. Kalpa is the procedure to conduct the puja and sacrifices. So let us say there is a person who knows all the four Vedas, who knows all the six limbs, Anga of Vedas, Mukhe, and all these are by heart. Mukhe is within his tongue. He has everything at the tips of his tongue. And Shastra Vidya. And he also knows the Shastras. That is Mimamsa Shastram, Nyaya Shastram, and other Shastras, all the Shastras he knows. And also, Kavitvadi Gadyam Supadyam Karoti. He's a beautiful poet. He can just sit in one place, he can compose hundreds of poems. He can compose hundreds of stories, prose part, Gadya and Padya, prose poetry. So all this he can do. But Yadi Manaha Guroho Angri Padme Na Lagnam Chet, if it is not there, Tataha Kim Prayojanam Iti Acharyaha Prichanti. So that is how Shankaracharya is asking us. So similarly, we will see the other shlokas also in the coming weeks. Now we have seen the meaning of three shlokas. Overall, the shloka tells us that we should always be very, very respectful towards all our teachers. And when we say teachers, mother is the first teacher who teaches us lot of things at home. She is probably the most patient teacher we can ever get. And father is the next teacher. So mother and father are also our gurus. And the guru at school, they are also our teacher. The guru outside also. Nature is a great teacher. Nature teaches us lot of things. How a tree teaches us, what is that? A tree always gives fruits to somebody else. It gives shade to somebody else. It does not live for itself. It teaches us that our life should always be for the sake of others. Paropakarartham idam shariram. That is what trees teach us. Similarly, rivers, they also don't flow or give water for themselves. It is for others. So nature also teaches us. So nature itself is a god. Nature is a teacher. So all this, if we see everywhere, we are surrounded by gurus. And we should have lot of gratitude and respect to all these teachers. This is what Guru Ashtakam teaches us. Now we go to the new shloka today. Manoj sir is going to teach us. This is again called as Mahaganesha Pancharatnam. Five gems on Lord Ganesha, again composed by Sri Adi Shankaracharya. Mudakarattamodakam. Sada vimukti sadhakam. Kaladharavatamsakam. Vilasilokarakshakam. Anayakaikanayakam. Vinashite bhadaityakam. Natashubhashunashakam. Namamitam vinayakam. Mudakarattamodakam sada vimukti sadhakam. Kaladharavatamsakam vilasilokarakshakam. Anayakaikanayakam vinashite bhadaityakam. Natashubhashunashakam namamitam vinayakam.
Can anyone repeat along with us? Should we do the shloka activity? We did not give any chance to our students.
Now we will do. One by one we will do. Adishi, you can tell now. You want to tell this, you can try. Which one you want to try, Adishi?
Anything.
Okay. You want to try today's shloka, Mudakarattamodakam?
Mudakarattamodakam sada vimukti sadhakam kaladharavatam sakam vilasilokarakshakam anayakaikanayakam vinashite bhadaityakam natashubhashunashakam namamitam vinayakam.
Beautiful. Very good. Thank you, Aditi. Devi Uma Shankar, Aranyenava.
Aranyenava svasya dehena karye na dehe mano vartate me svanardhye manaschena lagnam guru rangri padme tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim.
Since you said so beautifully, you can tell one more. Nabhoge na yoge.
Nabhoge na yoge na vava jirajau na kanta mukhe na iva vitte shu chittam anasche na lagnam guro rangri padme tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim.
Excellent. Thank you. Very good. Janani Harini, which shloka you want to tell? Janani, you're on self mute.
Mudakaratam mudakam chol.
Mudakaratam.
Rendu peru solla, okay? Start. Mudakaratam mudakam sada vimukti sadakam. Ravatam sakam. Vilasi lokarakshakam anayakaika nayakam nashite padaityakam natashubhashu nashakam namamitam vinayakam. Ram Ram Ram
Ram Ram Ram. Excellent. Thank you. Sarvesh Kishore, which one do you want
Can
to tell for?
Can I do Krishna Vasudevai?
Yes, my dear. You can do. Let me just go there. Yes. You can.
Krishna Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Very good. Very good. Beautiful. Any other shloka you want to also do?
Shariram Surupam.
Yeah, yes. Okay. You can take Shariram Surupam. Yes.
Shariram Surupam Tatava Kalatram Yasascharu Chitram Danam Merutulyam Manaschena Lagnam Purorangri Padme Tatakim 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 Tatakim.
Excellent, my dear. Very well told. Just one small tip for us, that sha and sa, we have to differentiate it while pronouncing it. So sha shariram surupam. So sha and sa both are different. Yashas charu chitram. So by practice it will come. As long as you are aware that they are different, that is enough. Now slowly it will come.
Okay.
Okay, thank you, Sarvesh. Jyotika, which one do you want to tell, ma?
Can I sing Guru Reva Gatihi?
Beautiful. That is our all-time favorite shloka, dear, that you can always tell. I'll just go to Guru Reva Gatihi. Yes, there you have. Okay.
Guru Reva Gatihi, Guru Meva Bhaje, Guru Neva Sahasmi Namo Gurave. Na guru paramam shishurasmi guru matirasti guru mama pahi guru.
Beautiful, beautiful. Very nicely said. Thank you, Jyotika. Now, Gopika, which one do you want to say?
Kalatram dhanam.
Kalatram dhanam, very good. We'll go to Kalatram dhanam. Yes. There.
Kalatram dhanam putra pautradi sarvam griham bandhava sarvam etaddhi jatam manaschenna lagnam guru ranghri padme tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim.
Beautiful. Excellently told, my dear. Okay. Anybody else? Okay. Kriti. You are on self-mute, Kriti. Kriti Arundhati. Yes.
I want to sing Ramaya.
Which one? Ramaya.
Ramaya, Rama Bhadraya, Rama Chandraya Vedase, Raghunathaya Nathaya, Sitaya Pateye Namaha.
Beautiful. Excellent. Any other shloka also you want to tell?
Any shloka you want?
No.
Krishna.
Krishna Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Very good, very good. You want to tell Guru Revagati?
Namaya Vama Bhadraya Vama Vaya Vayase Vakunataya Nataya Sitaya Padaya Namaha.
This is her sister.
Vaishnavi, super. Navi, super. Very good. Very nice. Excellent. Thank you so much. Beautiful. Okay, so nice. Next. Who else? I think all. Vijayashri Vaidyanathan. You have volunteered for a shloka. Vijayashri. You're on self mute. Yeah. Which one do you want to say?
Which one do you want to say?
Guru Re Gat Guru Re Vadati.
Very good, very good.
Very
yes,
good, very good. Yes.
गुरुरे गतति गुरुमेव भजे गुरुनैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरो मतिरस्ति गुरो मम पाहि गुरो.
Thank you, Vijay.
Thank you, Vijay.
Anybody else who wants to
say one shloka?
Yeah, yeah. Tell
us. Ramaya Rama Bhadraya Ramachandraya Vedhase Raghunathaya Nathaya Sitaya Pataye Namaha.
Perfect. Very good. Very good.
Very good. Very good.
Anybody else who wants to tell
anything?
Anybody else who wants okay. Anybody else? Aditi, you want to tell one more shloka? Okay.
Can I tell Ananya Nava?
Yeah, yeah, you can tell.
अरण्येन वा स्वस्य गेहेन कार्ये न देहे मनो वर्तते मे त्वनर्घे मनश्चेन्न लग्नं गुरोरङ्घ्रिपद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किम्.
ओके
ऐ वाण्ट् टु से वन् मोर् ज्ञानानन्दमयं देवं निर्मलस्फटिकाकृतम् आधारं सर्वविद्यानां हयग्रीवमुपास्महे.
ओके हयग्रीवम् उपास्महे. वेरि गुड् आत्रया. थेङ्क् यू.
थेङ्क् यू.
वैष्णवी शशिकालिका, योर् हेण्ड् वाज़न्ट् रेस्ड्. यु केन् टेल् द श्लोक अवश्यं.
I want to say Saraswati Namastubhyam.
Yes, my dear. Please tell.
Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini Vidyarambham Karishyami Siddhir Bhavatu Me Sada.
Excellent. Beautifully said. Generally, people make mistakes in Saraswati Namastubhyam and all. You told it very correctly. Saraswati Namastubhyam Varade Kamarupini. You told the Mahapranas also very correct. Only small thing, Vidya Rambham, that Dya is not Mahaprana. You didn't mean it. I listened to it like a Mahaprana, but Vidya Rambham, Vidya is Alpaprana, Rambham is Mahaprana. Very good. Excellently told, Vaishnavi. Thank you.
She wants to tell any
Yeah, yeah. Tell Vaishnav. Which one you want to tell?
I want to say Omkaram.
Yes, my dear. Omkaram. Okay. We go to Omkaram.
Omkaram Hindu Sayuktam Nityam Jayanti Yoginaha Kamadam Mokshadan Shaiva
ओंकाराय नमो नमः।
ब्यूटिफुल ब्यूटिफुल वेरी गुड एक्सलेंट थैंक यू वैष्णवी। हु एल्स एनीबडी एल्स हु वांट्स टू टेल द श्लोक। ओके विनय विघाटी
शरीर नभोगो नभोगे न योगे।
यस नभोगे न योगे जस्ट क्विकली गो देयर।
न योगे न वावाजिराजौ न कान्तामुखेनैव चित्तेषु चित्तं मनस्तेन लग्नं पुरोरङ्गि पद्मे ततः किं ततः किं ततः किं ततः।
Very good. Beautiful. Beautiful. Any other shloka you wanted?
Any other shloka?
Krishnaya Vasudevaya. I want to tell Krishnaya Vasudevaya.
Yes, my dear. Please tell.
कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकीनन्दनाय च नन्दगोपकुमाराय गोविन्दाय नमो नमः।
वेरी गुड एक्सलेंट वेरी गुड थैंक यू। ओके आई एम कॉन्शियस ऑफ टाइम बट स्टिल सिंस पीपल वांट टू टेल द श्लोकास लेट मी क्विकली अलाउ वी कैन ऑलवेज कैच अप ऑन द अदर सर। यस आदिति
यस आदिति
I'll take na bhoge na yoge.
Yeah, okay.
Na bhoge na yoge na vavaji rajau na kanta mukhe naiva vitteshu chittam manaschenna lagnam guru rangri padme tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim tatah kim.
First class. Thank you, Aditi. The typo also we have to correct it. We'll correct it. Thanks for that. Ha. Gopika, which one do you want to take? Gopika is on self-mute. Jyotika, by then Jyotika will finish. Which one
can
do you
I
want to
take? Vina Venkatesham?
Vina Venkatesham. Of course you can tell. It is a Saturday. It is very good. We will tell Vina Venkatesham.
विना वेङ्कटेशं न नातो न नातः सदा वेङ्कटेशं स्मरामि
हरे वेङ्कट
वेङ्कटेश प्रयच्छ प्रयच्छ।
ओके आई थिंक द वॉइस ब्रोक कैन यू प्लीज टेल इट अगेन।
यस विना वेङ्कटेशं न नातो न नातः सदा वेङ्कटेशं स्मरामि स्मरामि हरे वेङ्कटेशं प्रसीद प्रसीद प्रियं वेङ्कटेशं प्रयच्छ प्रयच्छ।
ब्यूटिफुल वेरी वेरी वेल सेड थैंक यू फॉर द एफर्ट। टू स्मॉल पॉइंट्स टू शार्पन दैट्स ऑल जस्ट टू शार्पन दिस यू टोल्ड वेरी ब्यूटिफुली जस्ट टू शार्पन इट। फर्स्ट वन इन संस्कृत द लेटर ए इज ऑलवेज दीर्घा ओनली there is no short form for it. So whenever we tell the word venkatesha it should be told as venkatesha only not venkatesha. Okay so vina venkatesham nanatho nanathah and that tha we can just give a little bit effort on the mahaprana. Beautifully said thank you so much. Okay very good next janani you can tell the next shloka. You're on self mute.
Anjaneya.
I think again it went into self mute. Ha, we can hear you now. Yeah.
Yeah. So she wants to say on Anjaneya, Buddhir Balam.
Anjaneya. Buddhir Balam. Very good.
Chol. Okay. Come on. Nanu chol. Same chola. चले बुद्धिर बलम यशो धैर्यम निर्भयत्वम आरोगताम चले वाक्पटुत्वम च हनुमत्स्मरणात् भवेत्।
वेरी गुड सो इज दिस जननी और हरिणी
It is Janani.
Very good. Janani, thank you. Very well said. Thank you. Okay. Shruti and Sahiti Jiddu.
Shruti.
हयग्रीवेति यो वदेत् तस्य निःसरते वाणी जहुकन्या प्रभाववत्.
Very good. Just then who? That na should come first, and then ha. Then everything is very well said. Any other shloka you want to tell?
Any other shloka?
Yes. Yeah. Namaste Sharade Devi Kashmirapuravasini Twamaham Prathaye Nityam Vidya Buddhi Chadehi Me.
Second and third line, repeat, my dear, please.
Kashmirapuravasini Twam aham prathaye nityam.
That is a dirgha there.
Twam aham prathaye nityam. Vidya buddhim cha dehi me.
Because vidyam buddhim cha dehi me. Beautifully said. Both of you tell it together so beautifully. Very nice. Thank you, my dear. Okay, Kriti, which shloka you want to say, Kriti or Navi?
Me and my sister will sing a sadhya together.
Yes, please.
Asadhya sadha kasvamile asadhyam dara kimbada vama duta papasando makkayam paliya pravo.
Very good, very good. Excellent, excellent. Beautiful. Thank you, Kriti and Navi. Okay, next we have a few more. So what we will do, it is 45 minutes. In the next class, what we'll do, first we will allow everybody to tell the shloka one by one, and then we will come to the remaining part also. Okay, I see Gopika, Vijayashri, all of us very eager to tell the shloka. We'll come to the shloka in the next class. Again, we will practice. Okay, so now what we are going to do is, we saw certain moral stories. Yes, Gopika. So I have just unmuted Gopika. I'll just give the introduction. So we have seen some moral stories. We saw the Krishna Leela, beautiful Krishna Leela we saw, and in each of those stories we saw what is the tattva behind the story. In Kalinga Nartanam, we saw how Kalinga, what the five heads represent, what the tail represents, and how Krishna kept his foot. All those we saw, what was the purport or the real essence of that story we saw. Vanabhojanam we saw. Manoj sir beautifully explained the Trinavarta, Sura, Shakata, so a lot of Krishna Leelas Manoj sir explained very beautifully. Now we are shifting to Ramayana. In Ramayanam, we have a very new way of doing this. So we can see one picture here on Ramayanam. So this picture, what we will do is, after the class, we will circulate this picture to all of us. So we will send this picture to all participants who have registered. Now, what we have to do is, we have to take a printout of this picture. If we are two of us, we can take two printouts, and we have to color the picture. Step one, take a printout. Step two, we have to color the picture in a very suitable manner, depending on what is the dress of the sage, what is the dress of the person here, we will explain that. Then we have to give a small title or a heading name to this picture. And if possible, we can even add a shloka. What we will do is, we'll tell you the story, the reference, and all these details we'll give you. Depending on that, you can update this, and then you can mail it back to us. And in the coming class, we will take the screenshot, or the picture of all those who have completed, and we will share it with the all the attendees and people who attend, we will do this. So through these pictures, we have around 50, 60 pictures or even more of them. Through all these pictures, we will try to learn and tell Ramayana together. This is the activity which we are going to do through the stories. Per week, we will take one picture only and do that. Okay. Over to Gopika to give us an introduction and help us with what story this is about. And over to you, Gopika.
So Valmiki was a robber in the forest, and a sage was passing by that day, and he saw him hunting, and he told him that hunting is bad and robbing is bad. And then he told him to chant Imara Amara between two trees. And when he kept saying Imara Amara, Imara Amara, Imara Amara, it became Ram 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 Ram. And then he became a devotee of Rama, and he wrote the Ramayana, which came to be known as the Srimad Valmiki Ramayana.
Beautiful story. Very good. And that is the background of Valmiki. So thank you for that, Gopika. Small change we have to do here, because in this, there is a sage, you are true. There is a hunter, all fine. Only thing we have to notice, there is a bird on top which is looking, and there is a bird which has been hurt, which has fallen down. So this seems to be a different story.
Okay. Thank you. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thanks for sharing the Valmiki story. Devi Umashankar, you want to tell anything about this picture?
This is the story. This is called the robber and the hunter's name is Ratnakaran. He will hunt the animals. He will hunt the animals, and he will also take everything, whoever passed by the forest. He used to say, if you don't give all your things, I will kill you. And he will take, and he, like that he used to live. He used to hunt the animals. One day when he was passing by, Maharishi Narada came there. He told that we should not do all these things. These are bad things. We have to stop these things. And said Ram Rama.
Okay.
You have to you should not do all these things. These are bad things. You should
yes,
not
my dear.
Take
okay.
Things. You are not supposed to take the things from other persons.
Okay. So
and Ratnakara says, I want to make my life rich. I want to give my wife the ornaments, so I should do this. This is not bad thing. Narada says, okay, you do this. By this you will get punishment, and go and ask whether your wife or whether your children or whether your parents will share your punishment. Go and ask and come, he said. Then Ratnakara went home and asks everyone. Everyone says, I will not share. He comes back and he says to Narada Maharishi, nobody is going to share my punishment. He says, and Narada shows one tree to him. Look at this tree. It is called Maram. So you keep on saying, you say Rama first. Do that as your penance. Mm-hmm. Be doing that, he says. But Ratnakara can't even to pronounce Rama. He can't even to pronounce. Then Narada shows a tree and says, this is called Maram, and you be saying Mara, 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 and he keep on saying that same name, and he is doing penance. Then it becomes Rama. He did it and he and around himself and around him one big ant hill surrounded him. It is called in Sanskrit Valmikam. Valmikam. It is called Valmikam in Sanskrit. Then he again came and after making the penance, he came out from the ant hill and spot the name Valmiki.
Okay, my dear. It's a beautiful story. I couldn't resist or I couldn't stop you. It was so nice to listen to you telling the story. I think you tell stories better than all of us. So we should let you tell more stories in the future. Thank you so much for that. The only small change. So this also is the same story Gopika Akka was also telling, my dear. So, but then the picture what you see. The hunter and sage are the common between the two stories. But this is a different story from what you told. Okay. So now there is a small change in the story. There is a small bird on top here. There is a bird which is hurt here. So therefore, this actually signifies a different story. Yeah. We will see if what story that is. But overall, your story was simply amazing. Thank you, my dear. Okay, Vijayashree, Vaidyanathan, you want to just quickly, Vaishnavi, you want to just quickly tell anything about the story? I can see your hand raised.
One day when Valmiki went for a bath, one hunter was there and Valmiki cursed that hunter. And cursed that came like one shloka.
Beautiful.
And then Narada will come in last and he will say to write Ramayana. And then
Excellent.
He says and this story and Narada says that is upon Lakshmi.
Excellent. Very good. Thank you.
Very
well said. Okay. Vaishnavi. Anything about the story?
I don't know.
Okay. No problem. We will tell the story and we can listen. Okay, coming to the story, Vijayashree, Vaidyanathan, the kid covered it very well. But a few more aspects just to add to the story. The reference for the story, first, because we will be coloring it and we will be writing a heading or a shloka to it. The reference is available in the second chapter of Ramayana itself. In Ramayana, there are seven parts called as Kanda, seven Kandas. In that, the first one is called as Balakandam. In the Balakanda, this is the second chapter, which has the story pertaining to this picture. And incidentally, the Valmiki story, Ratnakara story, comes only in the Uttarakandam. Therefore, that is a different story. Okay, coming back here. Now, what happens, how the story goes is, Valmiki is there, sage Valmiki. Now he has done the previous story, background story, thankfully, was shared by both Gopika and Devi. So after background, now he has become sage Valmiki. He is doing his tapas regularly. He has lot of students. So one of the days, he in the morning he gets up. Then he wants to go to take bath in the river. He has one student called Bharadwaja. So he calls the student and he goes along with that student. He goes to the nearby river. The river is called as Tamasa Nadi. And the Tamasa Nadi, the water in that river is so crystal clear and it is beautiful. At that time, Valmiki tells a shloka, Akardamam idam teertham Bharadwaja Nishamaya. Oh Bharadwaja, this Akardamam, it is so clear, this Teertha is Ramaniyam Prasannambu San Manushya Mano Yatha. This water is so clear. This is so clear as if it is like the heart of great people, good people. San Manushya Manaha. The heart of good people is so pure, clear and transparent. The same way, this water is also so beautiful. That is the nice way how Valmiki describes the water in that river. Now they take bath, they finish their bath, and while they are coming back, they actually see this incident. There is a hunter, and that hunter has actually, there was a pair of krauncha pakshi. The bird is called as krauncha pakshi. It makes a sound, crunch, 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 it makes a sound. So it's called a krauncha pakshi. So that krauncha pakshi, there is a two pair of birds, a male krauncha pakshi and a female krauncha pakshi. This hunter, what he does, he takes an arrow and he hits the male krauncha pakshi. Okay, the male krauncha pakshi falls down and it is hurt, fully hurt. It is almost dead actually, it loses its life. The female krauncha pakshi, which is on that branch and watching the male krauncha pakshi below, it is crying heavily. It is feeling so sad. And seeing this situation, a very, very sad and a difficult situation wherein a female krauncha pakshi is crying for the male krauncha pakshi, at that time, what happens? Valmiki sees the hunter and he suddenly bursts out into a shloka. He tells a few words. And the words are like this. Manishada pratishtham tvam agamashashvati samaha yat krauncha mithunadekam avadhihi kamamohitam. So, Nishada, O Nishada, O hunter, tvam pratishtham ma agamaha. You may not prosper in your life. Why? Because out of that krauncha mithunat, the krauncha birds were happily talking to each other. They were enjoying that moment. At that time, what did you do? Ekam avadhihi. You killed one krauncha pakshi. So he tells this shloka. He tells this shloka as a shapa and out of shoka. He tells it as a, he wants to tell it as a very sorrowful words only he tells it. But the sorrowful words actually come in an arrangement of a poetry. And also what happens, if you see the words of these poetry in a very different way, Ma means Lakshmi. It signifies Sita Mata Lakshmi. Nishada is a hunter or a kidnapper, which signifies Ravana. So, like how Ravana actually took away Sita from Rama and separated them and caused grief to Sita Mata, like that, this whole shloka appears as a Mangala Shasanam or a benediction or a prayer to Ramayana itself actually. So, what happens? He tells this shloka, he gives a curse and comes off actually. And after some time, he comes back to his, he keeps thinking about what happened and why somehow that words came out of his mouth, why those words came in the form of a poetry. He keeps thinking about it. And at that time, Narada comes. And Narada comes and tells, Oh Valmiki, this itself is an incident. It is only a Leela incident to make you compose the first ever shloka in the history of mankind. So that was the first shloka which was ever composed. Shokaha shlokatva magataha. The shoka, which is sorrow, came in the form of a shloka. That is what it says. So, and in that, if you see, samaksharaihi, chaturbhihi, padaihi, geetaha, maharshina, saha, anuvyaharanat bhuyaha. He kept on telling. It has 8, 8, 8, 8. Correct number of letters. And it can be sung actually. That kind of thing has, shloka has come out. And Valmiki is also happy that it was not a shapa, but it was actually a Mangala Shasanam. It was a prayer to Lord Rama and Ramayana. He was so happy. And at that time, Narada said, this itself is a great blessing by Saraswati. Goddess Saraswati has come in your mouth and made you tell the first shloka. And therefore, with this power, you should compose the entire Ramayana, which goes into many, many thousands and crores of shloka. Today, we have got only 24,000 shlokas from the original Ramayana, which had more than crores of shlokas actually. So that 24,000 what we have got has been composed starting from this shloka, Manishada, and then that is the first shloka which comes in. And therefore, the Manishada is an important shloka in this. Samaksharehi is an important shloka. Lot of important shlokas are there in the second chapter. And through this, we get to start the Ramayana journey together. So just conscious of time, it is 7:30. That is, it is 1 hour from the time we started. So all of you, I think, have understood the story. We have two birds here. We have a sage, we have a hunter, and we have mountains and other things. So depending on that, you can color and you can give a heading to this. And we will send this picture by tomorrow. We will send it to everyone so that you can start coloring it actually. Yeah, you can take a printout and start coloring it. Okay. You are on self-mute, Manoj Mohde.
They can also scan it and send it to us so that we can add it in our presentation.
Yes, yes, yes. You can scan it and send it. You can email it to us. So you can email it to us. You can do however you want. You can send it to us and we will add it to the, in the next class, we will show all the pictures made by each one of us. Yeah, we will.
And also they can write the name on the top of it so that, you know, we have it.
Yeah. Your name, which class or grade you are studying, from which location you have sent this from, and you can give a nice heading, and you can color this and send it across. Yeah. So thank you so much for the participation. We will tell the final Swasti Prajabhyaha, and we will close today's class. All the bhajans and all we couldn't cover. We do have everything, but in the next class we will catch up on this. Dhanyavadaha. सर्वे भवन्तु
सुखिनः
सर्वे सन्तु निरामयाः सर्वे भद्राणि पश्यन्तु मा कश्चित् दुःखभाग् भवेत् काले वर्षतु पर्जन्यः पृथिवी सस्यशालिनी देशोऽयं क्षोभरहितः ब्राह्मणाः सन्तु निर्भयाः स्वस्ति प्रजाभ्यः परिपालयन्ताम् न्याय्येन मार्गेण महिं महिषाः गोब्राह्मणेभ्यः शुभमस्तु नित्यं लोकाः समस्ताः सुखिनो भवन्तु लोकाः समस्ताः सुखिनो भवन्तु लोकाः समस्ताः सुखिनो भवन्तु सर्वेभ्यः धन्यवादाः सो Ram 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 Chinna. Ram Ram Ram. So our next class will be. Yes, yes, yes. Ram Ram Ram. Ram, Ram. I think our next class will be on 4th, I think 11th. So we'll have our next class on
11th.
11th. So we'll have our next class on August 11th. So just to share a small information, now we are all listening. Yeah, Ram 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 Chana. We are all going to sing tomorrow. We have the Guru Darshan. We will pray on
self-mute everyone.
Yeah, we will pray on all behalf of all of us. We will pray for Guru Darshan. Okay, Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram.
Ram Ram Ram.
Ram.
शुभ सायंकालम.
धन्यवादः. राम राम राम
राम राम
राम राम राम राम राम.